Everybody, Kate here, one of our physical therapists at our East Norrington location, here to go over my best recommendations for knee replacement. There is so much variety of information that is shared with patients about knee replacements. Sometimes there is no information shared about knee replacements. You know, sometimes people are a little frustrated with the lack of information that they're given by their healthcare providers after coming out of a knee replacement. So the goal with this little chat is to give you a little bit more clarity, things to kind of consider and work towards after you have had a knee replacement. Because there's three big things that you need to focus on after having a knee replacement. Simple, I'm gonna try and make it as simple as possible. Number one, manage your swelling. You have to keep your leg elevated majority of the day. Elevating is not this. Elevating is I'm laying down and my leg is up. Wherever my heart is, my foot needs to be higher than that, okay? So if you're at home thinking, oh yeah, I'm sitting back elevating like this, you're not. Okay, so you need to be in a reclined or laying flat position with your foot up. You also want to make sure that you're pumping the ankle, trying to move the leg around as much as you can. That also helps with the circulation and kind of pushing things around, up, down, throughout the leg. Okay, managing swelling helps a lot with pain, and it also helps us accomplish our number two and three goal, which is strength and range of motion. Strength, very important. Your quad, more specifically. Your quad muscle is a significant muscle when we are walking. The quad muscle keeps your legs straight. So if I'm walking and my quad muscle isn't strong, my knee's gonna buckle. So you need to get that quad muscle back. Two ways to tell if your quad muscle is firing. So when I'm activating my quad muscle, I'm pushing my knee down into the table. Number one, I'm looking for, can I see my muscle bulk? Do I see it contract? Do I see a change in what this area looks like? Okay, so if I can see that muscle contracting, great. The second thing to look at is the kneecap. When you activate your quad, your kneecap should actually slide up and down when you relax. It should move up and you should see sort of something scrunch at the top of that kneecap and then relax, okay? Very important to get your quad activating. So people will be doing like quad sets and they'll just be like sort of pushing their leg down. They're using all their other muscles. They're not paying attention anywhere here to see if that quad's doing anything. You have to be mindful with the quad. Third thing, range of motion. Your knee should bend to 90 degrees by week three. It's a black and white answer, but just to give you something to work towards, 0 to 90 degrees at 3 weeks, that's a right angle. Zero being zero. It's not like this, it's like this. So 0 to 90 by week three. If your quad is activating, if your range of motion is 0 to 90 degrees and you're around that week three time period, you're doing good. If you don't feel like your quad's activating, your knee feels really stiff, really tight, it's not tolerating the bending, straightening very well, come into PT, seek guidance, figure out a better plan, okay? I hope that helps and gives you a little bit more clarity with expectations after a knee replacement.